My thought tonight is about time management. How do you manage your time? You know, we use an expression, we say, I'm spending my time doing this. I'm spending my time. You ever really think about what that means? You spend your money. You go and purchase something. You have so much money and you can go and you can purchase so much with how much money you got. So you can say, I'm spending my time by purchasing. I'm purchasing something. Tonight, you're spending your time. You're dealing out your time. Some of you children may have to be here, but somebody make you be here. But the adults, you don't have to be here. I think it's a willing. You're willingly here, and you're spending. You have an allotment, an allowance. God's given us all an allowance of time, and you can do whatever you want to with it, but you're spending it. You're going to spend it for what you want to spend it on. We, like I said, we spend money that way. Sometimes wisely, maybe. Sometimes foolishly, maybe. Maybe we go by and use our money in a way that doesn't profit us. Maybe we take and exchange it for things that's no good for us. We may go spend it all on junk food. You might go spend it on toys. You may do it on something to buy something valuable or to do something with it, but you spend it. You can hoard your money, but you can't hoard your time. There's no keeping it. Every moment, every day you spend, you're spending your time. I think it's biblical, and I think it's wisdom that we consider tonight how we're managing our time. Because it's the most valuable thing we have. We all want to go to eternity. We all are going to eternity. But we prepare for eternity in time. We don't prepare for eternity in eternity. We will prepare for eternity in this time world. So there is a certain amount of time that it's going to take to prepare for eternal things. We can spend all of our time, of which nobody knows how much they have, but we can spend all of our time simply building for this world. And you may or may not get great things or accomplish many things. But it won't be any more than that for this world. People have done that. But they haven't went any further. You remember the scripture of the man in the said there was a rich man whose fields brought forth plentifully, plenteously. And he has a dilemma on his hands. Because his fields brought forth. What a dilemma to have. A rich man already, and fields bring forth plentifully, and so what, he's in a dilemma. What am I going to do? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my barns because they're not big enough. And I'm going to build bigger barns. Nothing wrong with the scenario yet. I'm going to take time. I'm going to spend. I'm spending. He spent his time getting rich. He spent his time planting fields. He spent his time in the affairs of life. You do too, and I do too. But there come a time that he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger. Time. See, it's all going to take time. And I'm going to say to my soul, take your ease. Because you have much laid up. I'm going, this is what the man said, I'm going to take my time that I have, and I'm going to live luxuriously. I'm going to live easily because I have enough stuff to keep me. But the Lord says, thou fool, this night your soul is required of you. What happens to the plan of the barns? What happens to the fields? What happens to the things? Folks, tonight. Tonight is a time to think about. Because you don't know. There has been many, many, many souls deceived in the idea, I have tomorrow. You don't. You can't say that. You don't know that. But time, we've had. We've had time. So Lord, help us to consider how we manage our time. We are so frivolous with our time. Now, I like to tell this to my children, but we travel a lot. We're going to be going down the road, and they'll say, we're hungry. We're hungry. Okay, we'll stop at the next McDonald's. Okay, we see a sign. McDonald's, exit 25B. Oh, that's about 20 miles from now. And we drive along. Get to the exit. There we are. Here's the exit. Oh, Golden Arches right there. We pull over. Get there. Pull into the spot. And then they start looking for their shoes. That's bad time management. Terrible time management. You're not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? So you're going 20 miles. 20 miles. We're going to be there less than 20 minutes. 70 mile an hour. We're going to be there less than 20. Give you about 16 minutes. Get your, find your seat. Get ready. Be ready. I would like for them to learn. I know they're children. I don't expect big things. But I'd like for them in their lifetime. I'd like for them in their lifetime to look at those kind of things and say, I have a precious commodity of time. If I spend and waste my time on those kind of things, and I never am efficient, I never run my life, and I'm never considering. Folks, if you don't put your shoes on, you'll get by with it. It's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying there's something that's valuable that we ought to consider. Time is valuable. We have been given something that is so valuable to us. It's our greatest gift. We have time. We have time to live and to love. We have time to make right our wrongs. We have time to do the things that we need to do. We have time to do that. Tonight you have time to ask the Lord to forgive you. You have time to work on your soul. Tonight you have time. When does that end? We don't know. But we got time, and it's precious. The man that had the barns did no wrong except for neglecting time for his soul. Get it in the right order of things. We waste so much precious time. What does people waste their time on? Now listen, again, it's not inherently evil. It's not evil because it is. But we live in an electronic age of things, okay? We got all these little gadgets and all these things. Wonderful tools. They can be. They can be an asset to us. They can be time savers. But they also can eat up your time. Okay, so a video game. Listen, I don't condemn all video games. I'm just telling you. You stay on there all the time. You're spending on junk food. You're messing with your brain. You're spending on things that don't do any good. It don't matter. There's nothing wrong with some of these things, but it is a control thing. It happens and helps in people. Lord, help us. God's given us time. I didn't say there's anything wrong with any of that, but there is a first concept with our time. God. Lord, help us to get ourselves right before the Lord. And use the time that we have to do what we need to do in life and consider that. I think it's valuable to spend time with, my family. I think it's valuable to spend time with my son out doing things. We go fishing. We do things. There's a lot of things that you can layer your times and do things. There's good meditation. You can pray. You can do a lot of things while you're doing other things. But you have time tonight. Managing. You need to learn to manage your time. Listen, we're created intelligent. If you live 15 minutes from the chapel, okay, and service starts, now I know this is going, I'm not going to overtax you here. If your morning service starts at 9:30 and you live 15 minutes away, you need to leave by 9:15 to pull into the parking lot at 9:30. So if it's going to take you a couple minutes to get in, then you need to go 2 minutes earlier than that. Now, I'm not being overcomplicated. I'm talking about time and managing time and working with time, because we all have time and it's ours. And I can spend it however I want to spend it. But every one of us have the capability and the ability to be able, we do have this, to be able to say, if service starts at 9:30, I'll leave 15 minutes early, I'll leave at 9 o'clock, I'll get there a few minutes early, and if anything, I can be there on time, most of the time. I can't dictate all the events of life, but I found out this, we've been able to be at time to service 4 years without delay. Because simple math. And realizing how long it takes and when we have to leave. What time we have to get up and what time we have to conclude. And how we got to get there. Folks, it's called management. There's an order to things. And if we don't do that, that's here and there. But you know what? What does it advantage you if the Lord has prepared you something valuable and you don't get there to get it? What if the Lord has given something special for that time, but you don't show up in time to get it? And if you're a part of the service, be there in time to do it. In other words, if you lead the singing, it's pretty poor not to be there to lead singing. You can so be there. Yes, you can. What would it be? You say, well, it's time for the word, but the preacher's not here yet. We'll just have to wait on him. Get here. Or maybe somebody can fill in. It don't work that way. Lord help us. I want to look at a scripture in Ephesians, fifth chapter of Ephesians. It says in the 15th verse, fifth chapter of Ephesians, says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise. Circumspectly means a circle. It means that we walk around. You don't plunge in, you don't dive in, you don't get out of control, out of order. You walk carefully, looking at what you're looking at, walking circumspectly to get the right view of it, all views of it. It's a circle. See a situation from every side, all the potentials of it. You know, there's a time that the devil will come up and show you a nice, pretty frame of picture, and then it looks real good. Go around the backside of that picture. See what's on the other side of it. Walk circumspectly. Take time. You know what it takes? It takes time to do that. Most what we don't want to give unto it, but that's what it takes. You know it takes time to pray. If you're really serious about something, you can give this a little prayer. Father, lay me down to sleep. That prayer. You can give the one about the quick prayer about the food. You can give that. But if you really want to get in touch with God, you're going to have to spend something. You're going to have to spend your time. You're going to have to be willing to say, this is worth something. And I'm going to have to pay it. Walking circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time. The word redeeming means to buy it back. You've spent your time. You're spending your time. In one sense, you could say redeeming the time would mean I've went too slow at this and now I've got to go faster. If I say I got to get to Vanceburg in 5 hours and I'm halfway here and I'm already 3 hours in, I'm going to have to drive faster than I did the first half to get here at the time. That's one sense of redeeming. The other sense of redeeming is that I got myself involved into things that's got me tied up. And I need to get rid of them. I need to sell that. There's things that's not wrong, folks, that is time consuming. It's time consuming. Now, I want to make a relationship with you, and I do this out of the fear of God. And I do this to help souls, okay? But there is a relationship between your money and your time. Understand that? If I spend all my money and I need to come down to Vance Park and I don't have any way of putting any gas in my van, I'm going to have to work. I'm going to have to do something that's going to take time for me to get money. Money's time. Most people work by the hour, which is time, or they work by the week or the month. Time. They're buying your time. They're buying your time. And time is money. And you say, well, my money is my money. That's true, and so is your time. But if you spend all your money on nothing, you're going to lose your time. Be faithful with your time and your money so that you can live for the Lord the way He wants you to live for Him. If you be frivolous, if you just do that, you're going to be stuck working, taking care of the things of your life when you should have freedoms to do what the Lord wants you to do with your time. There's people that say, I can't go to camp meeting. Why? I can't afford it. I spent all my money on toys. And now I can't go to the camp meeting. I can't spend my time on what I want to because I spent my money on something else. Oh, preacher, you're meddling. I don't mean it that way. I want to give sound advice that we can be sound saints, sound people, spending our time for the Lord, spending our time having our soul ready. I advise anybody to go to some meetings. Be enthused about what you're doing. Get some help. I don't say that to anybody. Don't allow. I think it was Paul that said to Timothy that a good soldier entangleth not himself in the affairs of this life. A good soldier can't get tied up in these things. Folks, listen, I know this might sound... It's all right to hold money back. You don't have to spend it all. No, you don't. You don't have to just say, well, I got some money, so I'll go spend it. You actually can save that. Brother Larry, you can do it, can't you? You can actually, it's okay. You can do what you need to do, and you can do it, and you can save. You can save for the later. You don't have to look at it. It's like, I'm going to tell you, our world is in trouble because of this. The world, they want to run. I know so many that just want to go, spend, and get it, and it's gone. In just a little time, it's gone, and they have nothing, and they're right back to the same old grind, saying, I can't do this. I can't go there. I can't accomplish it because I can't afford it. Lord, help us. You know what we're managing more than our money? We're going to manage our time. Because if you don't manage your money, you're going to be stuck not being able to manage your time. Lord, help us. It says redeeming the time. Why? It gives the answer. Why redeem the time? Because today's evil. That's why you're redeeming the time. That's why you need to make sure you have time to do what you need to do with the Lord. Because today's evil. Is there any one of us smarter than the devil? Are we more clever than he is? Can we keep ourselves out of trouble if we don't pray our way through? If we don't do the things we need to do, can we get through it? Can we have grace to be able to face life with if we don't put in for grace? The Scripture tells us that the kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Well, what are they spending their time doing? Taking it by force. Violently pursuing with force, with time. It takes time to do that. It's not being wrapped and tied up. No, I can't afford this. No, watch what you're doing. Manage your stuff. You can do it. If it's important enough, you'll do it. You know, we're spending our time. I've spent a lot of time already. I'm not the oldest person in here. I've spent a lot of time already. And I've wondered before, what am I spending my time doing? I was in a place one time. I was kind of gloomy. I was kind of looking for something. I was saved, going along. I had a layover between work, so I couldn't go home. I had to go back to work. It was up in the evening as work. And I thought, I need something. I just need something. And I remembered it was a nice, pretty fall day. Leaves turned colors. And I remembered a place up on the mountain over there where I grew up, where it was a good place to squirrel hunt. And we always loved to hunt. And I thought, boy, this is the evening. That's going to do it. That's going to do it. That's what I need. So I went over to my dad's and borrowed a shotgun and went up. And I climbed up the hill and I got right up there where it was at. Sat down on that stump. This is it. This is it. This is what's going to be. I mean, my sense of well-being was supposed to really rise right there. Because I was going to be doing that's what I need to be doing. And I got up there and I sat down. I packed every one of my troubles right up the hill with me. See, I was supposed to leave that down the hill, but then I packed everything up to the stump up there. It was a pretty fall day and everything, and I sat up there and all of it came to me, what am I doing up here? I'm sitting up here in the woods wasting my time, spending my time. You know, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, I got something for you. I want you to go visit these people. There was a couple that not far from there that I visited from time to time. I want you to go see them. So after walking up the hill, got up there, I turned around. It wasn't up there. I tried to buy it. I tried to spend my time. I tried to get something of peace and of satisfaction of something. I tried to get it. It wasn't up there. So I walked off of the hill, said, yes, Lord. I didn't have no sense of euphoria. I had no sense of well-being. I just had a sense I was going to do what the Lord wanted me to do. Okay, look, I'm off the hill. I went off the hill, and I went down, and I knocked on their door. They had a little trailer. I knocked on their door. The guy comes to the door. His wife is over on her knees at the couch. He comes there with watery eyes. Opens the door and said, thank the Lord. We've been praying God would send us somebody to talk to. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you, when I left out there, I felt like I had spent my time wisely. I felt like that I had given that time, that little bit of time, I had spent it the way the Lord wanted me to spend it. We all have time. We all have time to spend. Let's look at a scripture over in the 25th chapter of Matthew. All right, here's the story. 25:5-1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. I want to ask you something. Is there anything wrong with sleeping? I hope not. Because it ain't going to be long till we're all going to be trying it. Maybe you could say in a spiritual sense you shouldn't slumber and sleep. But sleep is a natural process of rejuvenating the body. Nothing wrong with sleep. In the natural sense of it at all. There's nothing wrong with it at all if you took care of your soul before you lay down. What would it have took? What was the difference? Ten virgins, five wise, five foolish. What was the difference? Well, you'd say naturally, the oil. What did it take? What did the ones do that the others didn't? Five of them were wise, and they spent their time. Do you understand? They spent their time. This is what Adam Clark said about time. Time is our chief commodity. In time, we prepare for eternity. Embrace every opportunity to glorify God, improve on your own soul, and help others. Our chief commodity. Alright, so five of the ten spend their time wisely getting oil. Because that's what it cost. It costs time. And you can say, well, it costs money. But money is time. If you don't have the money, you're going to have to take the time to earn the money to buy the oil. Whatever it takes to get the oil, it's still time. Whatever you want to do in life, it's going to cost you time. I just recently planted some little apple trees. You know what it's going to cost me to get fruit? Time. That's what it's going to cost. It took time to put them there. Everything was time. It's all about managing your time. Being able to put it in the right segments. You have time tonight to be saved. You may not have more time than that, but you have time tonight to be saved, to make it right. There was five of them that was wise enough to say, whatever I have to do, the furthest extent of what I need, I want everything the Lord has for me. I want extra. I want more than the profession. The five foolish virgins had the profession. They had a light that was on. You realize that? They had a light. Folks, that's important to have a light. We have to take time to have a light. It takes time to have light. But I want to tell you, they didn't take time to make sure that the light was going to burn all the way. They didn't take all the precautions. They didn't take all the time. What they did, they wasted their time. If the five wise had time to get oil, the five foolish had time to get it. The only difference was is they didn't spend it. What was they doing? Now, I don't know. That's not, this story doesn't say what they did instead of getting the oil where the others was getting it. Didn't say what they did. But in our modern world, could we assume a few things that you could do instead of getting your oil? You could set for hours in front of a big screen. Tantalizing yourself. Entertaining yourself. You could do that and not get your oil. You could spend your time numbing yourself on the modern entertainment world and music world. You could entertain yourself and not get your oil. You could recreate yourself. I don't think there's anything wrong with some recreation. But you could recreate yourself right out of the oil. Instead of taking the time, to be in service on Sunday morning, you could be out on the lake boating. Well, I'm saved. I don't need to do that. Could go to the ball games. There's a lot of things, folks, that people get tied up into that keep them from having the oil that they need in life. But what it's going to take... See, if you ask me at the right time, well, Marty, would you come out on the boat with me? I'd say, let's go. Because there ain't nothing wrong with going out on the boat. You got any fishing poles? Let's go. We'll go fishing. We'll do that. But you better take time to take care of your soul before you go out on the boat. Manage your time, folks. It's our greatest commodity. Our most precious gift is the time that we have. If you have an ought with anybody, or if someone has an ought with you tonight, let me recommend that you take time. You spend your time wisely. You got some time. Take a chunk of that time and go buy you something. Buy you peace with your brother. Buy you reconciliation with your mother. Buy you something that's valuable. Spend your time on doing something that's going to be worthwhile rather than just blowing it all. I like a candy bar sometimes. I like a sweet. I like some ice cream sometimes. I eat some stuff like that. Probably ain't altogether good for you. That in moderation. I don't see anything wrong with it. But you can't eat that all the time. Because if you do, it's going to get you. And it's the same way with our time, folks. Time. Tonight we have time. Valuable. Precious commodity of time. Spend it wisely. Do you ever get the sense that your time is running out? Now, I'm 52. The likelihood of me being 104 is very slim. So I'm probably well over halfway of my life, or whatever time. I may be at the end of it. Nobody knows. But Lord, help us to spend our time as wisely as we can. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil." Why? Awful words, folks. For our lamps are gone out. What a sad situation. What a serious thought. I was saved. I had understanding. I had a lamp. And there was oil in it. And it burned a flame. And it's got me through this. But now the bridegroom's come. And my oil's out. My lamp has gone out. And when I reached for the reserve, when I looked to see, oh, I need an excess. I need another one. I need something here. It's not there. And then I think and remember all of the times that I had the opportunity. How many people do you suppose will stand before God with a decade's worth of monarchs under their belt and never took time to make their soul right? How many people will stand before the Lord with their lamps out that never took the opportunity under a good Holy Ghost message, a plea to come and get help? How many have spurned that opportunity, turned it away, never took the time? That's what you're spending tonight, folks. You're spending your time. Never took the time to come to before the Lord and take that time to make their souls right before the Lord. How many? I would say there'll be multitudes of people have to stand before the Lord with all kind of opportunities right there before them that they never took the time. Oh, had I only, the song said, had I only done what? Took the time. Had I only been diligent. Had I only given what I should have to the Lord. Had I only realized time is precious and it's short and eternity is going to be long, folks. Spend a lot of time and I want to make the time of God the most valuable time that I have. I should make it, as Adam Clark said, to glorify God on every opportunity. To every opportunity to find help for my soul. And for every opportunity to help someone else find help for their soul. Look at another scripture with me. Proverbs, the 24th chapter. It says in the 27th verse, "Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house." You know, there was an old, I've read about this many times, been mentioned up home. Back in the old days when somebody moved into a new property, like the folks that went out for the land rush in Oklahoma and those different kind of things, they built their barn first, not their house. So we mentioned that at home once, and I said, and somebody said, oh, they built their barn first. And I said, well, why would you build your barn first? Well, you build your house first. So have something to live in, so you can then you can build your barn. Why do you build your barn? They said because the barn will build the house. You understand management? You understand management? I got to get the order here. I don't just throw it away because I got it. The Bible's full of this, folks. It's full of management, order, being good business, diligent in business, good stewards with what the Lord gives us, putting it to investment, putting it to earning, putting it to do something that we can be masters of our time, masters of our world around us, that we can do that by the Lord's help and grace, that we build our barns first, and the barn's going to help us to get the increase to build our houses. Nothing wrong with a fine house. But you go trying to build a fine house first, you'll go bankrupt because there's no support to it. They said build the barn first. You build the barn to put the crops in, to get your living going. And then you build a house. I worked for a man named Marshall Robinson. I worked for him for about 9 years. Marshall Robinson started a surveying business in West Virginia. And I'll tell you, I admired him for it. I worked with him for a company before I worked for him. And he started his own business, and he started down just trying to get a job or two. And he went and rented a place. And I admired him because he didn't go and get him a house. He lived in a top of a basement thing. I mean, it was a cellar house or something. He lived in the top of it. It was cold in West Virginia. It hardly was heated, and it was nothing in. And he started out that way. The last time I talked to him, he had about 37 employees and a couple branch offices. He had built him a real nice home. He was married, had some children, all that. He built his barn first. I want to say this. Put the right thing in order first. What we need to do is seek God. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these other things will be added unto us. Put first things first. Folks, you have time to, like I said, to live, to love, to enjoy nature, to enjoy God's world, to do those things that's righteous and holy, and all these things that are around us to enjoy and all that. But don't mismanage your time. Time's valuable. Put it in its right, in its perspective. Give God His dues of the time. Make sure that tonight your soul is right, because you never know when the Lord's going to say, this night your soul's required of you, and you've squandered all of the precious time that God gave you to spend. You know what you're spending? You're spending it on moments. There's been times that I've been needing something that I said, okay, I'm going to spend some time. I'm going to spend some moments here. Getting in touch with God. It's going to be worth it. This is going to be a good investment here. I'm going to spend some of my time. And I went and spent it on my knees talking to the Lord. And I never, ever, I can tell you, I've never got up the way I got down. I've always got up better than I went down. It was the difference, and it was time well spent. I spent that time in a way that was beneficial to my life. We all have time. I think of a young man I heard about that I know he thought he had the world. He was in high school. He went to football practice one day. The story went, he had got a speeding ticket on the way there, and the coach was upset at him, and the coach made him run extra laps and stuff to discipline him for driving fast and doing that. And I know the coach's idea was that he wanted to make a good young man out of him. He upset the young man. This was the story went, and they was having some kind of banquet later, and the school bus was going with the football players. He had his own truck. He was driving behind, and they come up, and he floored it and went around this bus. Another car comes the other way, and he had to pull in quickly, pull back in the lane quickly. He overcut it and went off the road, and then he compensated and come back and rolled that truck 9 times down the road in front of that school bus with his peers on the school bus. 17-year-old young man dies on a county road up there, believing that he had time that he didn't have. He spent his last, do you understand what I'm saying? He spent. I don't know how that works. I know that the Bible teaches us about shortening and lengthening in our days, and I believe you can. If that young man hadn't, maybe the Lord had mercy on him and had been alive today. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. Whatever he had left of life, he spent it in an angry moment. Trying to show the coach that he couldn't do whatever he was. He spent it. Folks, he spent. He spent his moment. And he spent it all in one time. People are out there today spending their time on drugs, on alcohol. They're spending an awful price of time for it. You know, I check prices. If you don't want to sell me something, there's a good way to do it. Don't put a price on it. Because if I come up and look at it and there's no price on it, I'm done. I want to see the price. Because I want to know what I'm paying for that. And I want to know what I'm paying for the goods out there. What am I paying for giving my time and attention to the things of this world? What am I going to pay for that? What's that moment going to cost me? What's that moment going to cost my family? What's it going to cost me to give, to pay, spend? I'm spending. Spending. Always spending. You know, there's people that go to some of these college football games and stuff, and they'll go early in the morning. And the game's not even till up in the evening or night sometimes, and they'll go to the Coliseum. They'll be there waiting for, and they'll be there all day. I thought, you know, it'd be something. We're going to have service at 7 o'clock, and a bunch of people get here about 8 o'clock in the morning to start getting there. So waiting outside the door to get in. That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? But who spends their time for the Lord like that? They spend it for the world like that. They spend it. You ever hear of Black Friday? You know what Black Friday is? It's the day after Thanksgiving, right? You got Thursday Thanksgiving, then you got Black Friday. It's a shopping time. You know there's people that'll go out at daylight and get in a line and stay there all day for hours, stay there in line to get in to buy something. They're spending. They're spending their time. I'm going to tell you something. If you know me, you'll know this is right. Don't waste my time. Please. Don't waste my time. It's more valuable to me than anything else. I don't like my time being wasted. I don't want to spend my time for nothing. I want to spend my time wisely, getting something, having something. I want to be edified. I want to edify others. I want things to be built. I don't want to waste my time. So the scripture here is this notion. When he says here, prepare thy work without. There's a reference or an idea there. You know when they built the temple? That when they built it, there was no need for a sound of the hammer in it. You know why? They built everything to fit. They utilized their time. When they was getting, they formed, they fabricated, everything was to fit. It was all measured, all fit, it was all coming. And they come in and they put it, they start putting it together. It was a great saver of time. Back in World War II, when there was a necessity, once the United States got into the war, but they were supplying Europe and Russia with goods, and they needed ships because the Germans were sinking their ships. And so they made these Liberty ships, they called them, and to take vast amount of supplies overseas. And they come up with a plan. They realized that it took quite a while to build a ship. And you couldn't get enough people in there to build a ship, so they come up with an idea. We're gonna make the ship all across the country. Iowa, Nebraska, wherever. They'll build parts of the ship and they'll send them. And once they got out there, they was making a delivery ship about every 3 days. Instead of taking months to build a ship, now they're putting out one every 3 days. That's putting out some ships, boy. They was making big ships, cargo ships. They was putting them out in about one every 3 days because they learned how to be expedient with their time. They redeemed the time. They saw that this was valuable. Folks, we live in a time now. We need to redeem our time. We need to make the most of what we've got now. Don't wait till you get right there to prepare. I know Wednesday nights most of the time is shooting from the hip. Well, I see it's prayer meeting night. Oh, well, let's get into it. Well, and all of a sudden somebody says something, it spurs somebody else to say something. No, it's okay. Let's go to Wednesday night and testify. But there's nothing wrong with getting it all fit together before you get there. Take time for it. And it's rich and it's real. You've got time tonight. I want to say in the closing of this message, you got time right now. You may not have it later. If there's anything in your life needs took care of, you got time. If you're not saved here tonight, you got time to be. If you got things in your life that you need to take care of with somebody else, take care of it. You got time. Anybody in here, and I don't want to see a raise of hand, you wouldn't raise it anyway. Anybody in here know that you're not what you should be? Anybody in here knows that you've got habits and problems that, and you know that you're not what you're supposed to be? If you are, you got time to fix it. The best thing you could do tonight is take care of it. The best thing you could do is spend, I don't know however long it takes. I can't tell you how long it'll take. Because you've got to spend the time that it takes. That's it. But you got time to do it. It's a precious commodity tonight. Time to prepare for eternity. One of these times, one of these moments, the Lord's going to say it's enough. And either He's going to say it's enough with you or it's enough with all of us. And He's going to wind this thing completely down. And then we're all going to stand before Him. And you know what we're not going to have? Time. And the angel said, time shall be no more. No more time. What is will forever be. Folks, it's a valuable thing. As a tree falleth, so shall it lie. Once it falls, there's no more time to change anything. But while there's time, it's a precious thing to be able to say, I can still change. I've got hope that I can be right. I can make a difference. I can have what I need to have. Lord, help us tonight to take time to get oil in our vessels. You pray for me.